This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thanks for joining us. It's 2019. It's a whole new world over here at the Alice. Sketchfest is coming to town. Audible presents SF Sketchfest January 10th through the 27th. So starting, I guess, Thursday? Is Thursday the 10th?
Yes,
it must be. Mm-hmm. This is the largest comedy festival in the country.
It's
a little
huge,
something for everyone. Over 250 shows in all types of comedy. You can get tickets at sketchfest.com, or you can win a pair of tickets for Margaret Cho in conversation with Ben Fong Torres, which is one of the opening events. This is this Thursday at Marines Memorial Theater. So if you're, we've known Ben Fong Torres for
Forever, years and years. Yeah.
And Margaret Cho, of course,
we've had her in.
Here. We've had her in. One of the 250 shows that are happening. So you need to actually go to sfsketchfest.com and see the whole lineup.
Yeah, it takes over the city, really.
It really does. It's super cool. So if you'd like to go to the Margaret Cho in conversation with Ben Fong Torres this Thursday, be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
Who's this?
Is that Margaret Cho?
I got another Margaret. I'm sorry. That's all wrong.
I was going to say that.
I was thinking that doesn't sound like
it doesn't sound like Margaret Cho at all.
I found something hilarious. It was hilarious, though.
Was it? Let's just listen to it.
Let's hear it anyway.
Man, I need an air check for this.
I don't even want to play it anymore. That was wrong.
That's
no, I was in. I was fully into it.
Two words in, I'm like, nope.
I thought she was putting on a southern accent.
Nope.
Let's just roll on with it.
I adopted as a single mom. What?
Like, you did?
Is this a bit?
And she's dating a professional athlete? Who?
Yeah.
Let's hear more about this. Listen, I'm totally interested. Which Margaret was that?
I actually do have another one. I don't want to play that one, though, right now. It's a little bit controversial, so. Especially nowadays.
It's okay.
Oh.
In these troubled times, you got to be very careful what you play.
Well, we have very thin skin.
We certainly do.
Oh, yeah, you can't say the R word, Margaret.
Oh, no, Margaret. There's no R word.
Man, comedians these days have to completely redo their
bits. So bummed. Well, I mean, honestly, even we, and we're just radio people, even we try not to be funny. Like, you just go, I can't say that. That's going to be funny.
That would be too funny.
That's a meeting we don't need to have.
Right, no way.
Oh, God, that's my New Year's resolution. Less meetings.
Right. No, I was just looking at a story, and I lost it now, but it was Chris Rock who was talking about the Oscars, and he was saying, I would say something really he was addressing a crowd, and he goes, I would say something really offensive and funny right now, but hey. And just stopped.
Yeah. It's just not worth it.
Like, he's just
no
on that.
No trouble, man. Nope.
It's funny, too. I can't remember what I was talking about, but over vacation, you know how I am. I just go off on stuff. And I stop myself. I go, you know, I got to stop saying things off the air that I would never say on the air. Mm. Like, I just need to really live my life as though I was on the air at all times.
Well, that doesn't seem like fun.
I know, but, you know, I'm just trying to be a good girl. Uh-huh. Just trying to not offend anybody.
Right.
Just be nice. Be a good girl. So, that was it,
Margaret
right?
Cho.
We just had the Margaret Cho, Hooman told actually, his story, so we're all set.
Yeah, coming up at 6:30, we do have another more winning
thing?
For Sketchfest.
Okay.
All right.
So let's make that a better air check, huh?
I have the right comedian for that one.
No well, there's good. That's a combo of people. I don't know if you looked at that one already. So Kevin Spacey had a day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a Massachusetts court yesterday being arraigned on sexual assault charges. Originally, he thought he wouldn't have to go to this, but the judge said, no, you have to come to it. So he goes to Massachusetts. I guess that there's a man who says, an 18-year-old man, who said he was groped inappropriately manhandled in a Nantucket bar in 2016.
Now, this isn't the thing.
No, this is not the original thing.
The original accusation from the fellow actor about being
that guy said
fed
he was
drinks
a child,
his house, right?
He went to a party at Kevin Spacey's apartment. Mm-hmm. That guy is on Star Trek Discovery right now, which is only available on the CBS paywall thing. Hooman and I signed up for that because we love Star Trek. But that dude, I didn't know. I can't think of his name offhand either. He's a very white dude, like white guy with just like white hair, or maybe that's just his look on the show. But you know, just glaring. And when he was a little boy, I guess he was doing some stage thing or other with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, his
and,
name is Anthony Rapp.
Yeah,
R-A-P-P.
Yeah, that's right. And then so that's a totally separate thing. Once that allegation came forward. A few others mm-hmm. came forward about Kevin Spacey.
Well, I think
Kevin
there's a total
Spacey.
Of 15.
Yeah, there were a bunch of people at some London theater that he has been running for a mm-hmm. decade uh-huh. or so. It was like any of these guys. Once one brick falls out of the wall, the Anthony Rapp brick falls out, all the other bricks start falling down. So Kevin Spacey was in Massachusetts yesterday being arraigned on a sexual assault charge from an 18-year-old man in a Nantucket bar in 2016. He pleaded not guilty to those accusations. He's looking at 5 years in prison if he's convicted of that one in particular. Just that one. After the arraignment, he couldn't get away fast enough, jumped on a plane to D.C. and got into his car. He was driving. His lawyer, I believe, was riding shotgun, and he got pulled over for speeding. Like, he just couldn't get away fast enough. Yeah. According to a police spokesperson, he was given a verbal warning and continued on his way without further incident. TMZ actually has some paparazzi video of him getting pulled over. But the funny part about it is you can't hear anything that Kevin is saying. And it's just, you know, some sort of exchange with the cops. And then the cops start giving the paparazzo crap for pulling over in traffic to, you know, because they're starting to ask questions like, hey, did you give him a ticket? Did you let him off the ticket? Whatever it is. And they're like, what are you doing? Why would you pull over? What are you thinking?
Good.
Yeah. So they reprimand the photographer for pulling over on the side of the road. TMZ also has video of Kevin Spacey in court, so all things Kevin Spacey and all things invasive, you can find at TMZ. That's what they do. On a completely other note, we all sort of marveled over the Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, we did.
Situation, like what the F is going on here?
Because the math doesn't pencil out at all.
No, agreed.
It doesn't.
There's no class where you could learn how that equation worked.
Right.
And it ended, so I guess, you know, in the end, the problem worked out. So the last we had heard, he was in a terrible place. He was, the last I heard, he tweeted something along the lines of, I don't know how much longer I can be in this life. I mean, it just sounded totally bleak.
Right.
So to the rescue is Kate Beckinsale, apparently. Way another one, way above his pay grade. Kate Beckinsale's got to be in her 40s.
Kate Beckinsale was the star of Weeds?
No.
45.
Kate Beckinsale she's in those vampire movies, right?
That's right, yeah. She's in the Underworld movies. She was in Pearl Harbor. She was also in Van Helsing.
Think of the girl's name you're thinking of. The main star of...
I think he's singing Jennifer something.
Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah, that's her.
That's the star of Weeds?
Yes.
Okay.
But you would recognize Kate Beckinsale.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
I recognize the name. I just don't know why I'm not.
She's gorgeous. Because you never saw the Underworld
she's
movies.
So beautiful.
Who watched those? I watched one or two and went, I don't need to see that. Kate Beckinsale's gorgeous. She's English too, isn't she?
Yeah.
So he was at a Golden Globes after party because...
That's where a guy who needs to be sober should be.
Right. It made perfect sense.
Right.
And she was all over him, apparently. They're saying that he was putting the moves on her, and she was fully open to it and hands on him. And they did leave separately, but, I mean, dude, I guess if you're on SNL and you...
It's a funny guy thing.
I guess it is.
Yeah. Everybody loves a funny guy.
I do think that he's an interesting dude. Like, I don't know. I'm not attracted to him, but I definitely would want to like sit and talk with him. So maybe she's just being friendly. You know how girls can be, they put their hand on you and guys are like, she wants to bag me. Meanwhile, she's just like, oh, you're so cute.
Well, did we hear he has a large member?
We did hear that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did we hear that?
That his D game is strong.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you don't recall that?
That his D game is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd we hear that from? Did we hear that from Ariana Grande?
I think it's Ariana.
Anyway, some source is saying...
you can't believe girls, though. They'll say that when they're with you, and then right after they're not with you, they'll be like, that thing was like that.
Like a light switch.
What the hell were you with me for, then?
Like a light
Jesus!
You had a big wallet.
Uh-huh. Well, we know he doesn't have that.
True.
Right.
By comparison to her, for sure.
No. So some source is saying that the two of them were being very flirty together, sitting very close together on the outside patio seating. She had her hand on his knee. She was laughing at all his jokes, which he was apparently cranking out because he's like, oh, my God, Kate Beckinsale's talking to me. This is amazing.
She keeps getting closer every time I say something stupid.
I got to say more stupid stuff. Ariana, I'm totally over you.
You know, I don't dislike the kid. I certainly do not, and this is just my own opinion, I don't agree with tweeting out your call for help. I feel like there's other ways, especially someone with means, and he has them. But whatever.
Yeah.
We have a completely different generation coming up under us that have a whole different set
of
rules.
This is how they communicate.
Right.
Yeah.
So to them, it makes perfect sense.
I can put my phone down and walk away from it, not feel detached from the world. Like, I actually feel like I'm more in the world. But the kids, no. Their entire life is on that phone. How will I talk to any of the people I know? I don't know. Go see them?
I don't know if a kid... Like, I just read Benioff, the Salesforce dude.
Yeah.
There was a story about how he took his iPad or his whatever tablet he uses and his phone... And mailed them to a house he wasn't going to be at for 2 weeks. Mm. And then if you needed to get in touch with him, you had to call the landline at the house he was staying in.
Oh.
So the only contact he could have with people over the Christmas vacation was landline.
Oh. Huh.
And
That's
it
great.
Was, I guess, his Old way school. Of making sure he didn't sneak into the room where the phone was hidden and, you know, check his texts.
Right. He had to be present. He had to hang with his family. That's
so
interesting.
So then when he got to the other house, he realized, wow, I didn't die.
Right.
You know?
And then he was like, Jesus, I got 2 weeks worth of messages to get through.
Well, I think that, you know, maybe that was extreme, but maybe that's what we all need to do once in a while,
right.
Is do something to pull off that constant turn of the screen to
my
your face.
Wrist is getting sore.
Right.
Yeah. Over the holiday, when we went into the Hate, I just like randomly forgot to put my phone in my pocket. And the whole time.
Did you die?
I almost died. You know what was crazy though? Was that, you know, so we were going into these various shops and stuff, and I don't know what it is about incense. Like, it starts to bother me after a while. Like, you know,
that's
it gets
strong.
Like a heavy smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went into a few stores with the incense, and with this, finally, we go into this. I have to go to the bathroom, too. I need to pee, and you know how that is when you're at the Hate.
God,
like,
what are you doing? God.
So we're in this store.
So you've got hepatitis now.
What are you talking about?
Peeing
in
some random bathroom.
No,
you must have caught something.
Some bar. So
some bar.
I had to find a bar because I knew that I'd be able to use the bathroom. So anyways, we're in this little store. And I have no phone on me. And everyone's, you know, they're milling about. We're with like 10 people, you know, both families are all there. And I just finally, I need to go stand outside. I can't be in here anymore. It's like there's too many people. It's really close. And the incense smell is really getting to me. So then I see that there's a bar. Right, and so I'm like, oh, I'll run in there and go to the bathroom. This will be great. So I walk. And of course, I don't have a phone. So I can't tell anyone where I'm going. I go in. But I'm like, how long can it possibly take? So I go in. I go to the bathroom. I come back out. I look in the store. Everyone's gone. I'm like, oh, Jesus. So then I start like walking down the street, like looking into each place. And then they sent out scouts to try to find me. I'm like, is this how it used to be? Like, you'd have to figure out how to find someone. It is.
You'd have to go, all right, if we get lost, everyone meet in
everyone
this spot.
Yeah, everyone meet in this spot. But I hadn't set up the parameters of where I would be. You know, everyone just figured that they could call me. Anyway, who cares? Pete Davidson's hooking up with Kate Beckinsale.
Good for him.
I'm not sure how we got to this point.
But. I have the Ariana Grande tweet right here if you want to take a look at it. Can you guys read that?
What does it say?
It says, like 10 inches, oh bleep. I mean, like a little over a minute. I don't know what that part means, like a little over a minute, but.
A little over a minute.
Like 10 inches?
Like
oh
it
bleep.
Takes a minute to sink?
Whatever.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I say that in a way that.
To reach the goal line?
Oh.
Sounds like.
Yeah, I know what sink means.
Yeah, you'd think.
We all know what it means.
Do you?
We're just trying to find ways to say it. You know, safely.
Whatever. You know.
Nobody on this show wants any trouble.
Right.
It's early days, 2019, guys.
Especially over that. God.
No kidding. Oh,
you know,
my
it's
God.
Only after the fact that you'd be like, I got fired talking about Pete Davidson's D.
Yeah.
What the heck were we
doing? It was
doing?
Totally not worth it. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
I have no idea.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets for Four Kids, One Dumb Night. Dave Foley, Kevin McDonald, Mark McKinney, and Scott Thompson in conversation with author Paul Myers. So it's Kids in the Hall, One Dumb Guy. Plus a screening of Brain Candy. Friday, January 11th at the Castro Theater. This is all part of Sketchfest, which kicks off on Thursday night. So if you want to check this out, please call now, 800-400-3697. And be caller number 9. We'll give you the tickets. And you can go to sfsketchfest.com and find all the zillion things that are happening over the next couple of weeks here in San Francisco. It's about a 2.5-week thing, through the January 10th through the 27th. Largest comedy festival in the whole damn country. Happening right here, and you can find out all the info, over 250 shows, sfsketchfest.com.
What is up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you.
Okay.
855-JUMPSTART.
That's a good thing to do for the new year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a little resolution, get your ass together, you know. Jumpstart MD.
I agree.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. There was a really big game here in town last night. It was the College Football National Championship. Clemson beat Alabama easily, it felt like. 44-16. Mm-hmm. Fun.
They ran away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because Drake supported Alabama.
Oh, speaking of, someone wrote in and said, what about Hooman and the Sacramento Kings?
Oh, they were doomed no matter what.
Oh,
I don't think it
he
matters.
He didn't have anything
Hooman.
To do with
yeah,
that.
I don't think
he's
that
not
that
a
was,
cursor.
No. Are there other things that he supported that have just
I think he
died
wore an
on
A's
vine?
Shirt one time, and then the A's turned
true.
Around and,
yeah.
and dropped right out.
Yeah,
right. And
people like
were
that.
Like, do not
right.
ever.
Well.
And it's like the A shirt had pink in it, too.
Yeah,
it was like
yeah.
the wrong
pink
colors.
And orange and
yeah, I don't know if
aqua
was
or something.
Breast cancer or something, or if it's just the laundry.
It felt like the laundry, but it was, you know, it really wasn't the right colors.
Anyway.
But look, don't blame stuff on
Drake.
Well, I mean, definitely blame it on Drake. But
okay.
Don't blame stuff. I mean, you know, you wearing somebody's shirt or not wearing somebody's shirt is really shouldn't be the factor that decides.
You of all people, you come from Boston.
I know.
Who's more sports superstitious than Boston? Maybe Chicago.
Yeah.
As they run Cody Parker or whatever that kid's name is out of town.
You know, people who by the end of the season have like, you know, well, they won that one game when I had this hat on, so they got that, and then they have the one sock on, and I had my pants half on when they won the second game, so I have to keep my pants half on.
Speaking
you know,
of that,
bulky by the end of the season.
Of that Bears kicker. So the Eagles fans, because this kicker had the game on his foot, all he had to do was put it through the uprights,
which
and
he didn't
the Bears
do the first time.
Move on to the next round of the playoffs.
Right.
He didn't make the kick. Eagles fans are now sending him money.
Oh.
Like, thanks. They've got a Venmo thing going to give to thank him for missing the field goal. And Bears fans are raising money to buy out his contract and kick him out of town.
Poor guy.
Oh. Awful. I'm sure he's like, I just am going to hunker down.
I should have played in Tampa Bay where nobody cares. Governor Newsom.
Yes.
That's the end of the story.
Okay.
It's Governor Newsom. He was sworn in yesterday.
I have something coming up about him.
Oh, so. Good.
Yeah, just a little bit. Now, I was sort of wondering about the mansion and where he's going to live and stuff, so we did a little work on that. And
here's a picture of him being sworn in with his hairdo.
Oh,
and
his
lovely
hairdo.
Wife by his side. Mm. Apparently, his little son, Dutch, made his way, a two-year-old, made his way onto the stage.
Uh-huh. And
it was quite a scene.
Adorable. That's a weird picture of him.
What do you mean? He looks great.
What, the angle? Or
I don't know. Just like something about the way his face is in that picture. It's just not. It's like, ooh.
Oh. He's got a nice smile on. His hair is very combed.
Yep, it certainly is that.
Yes.
He does that with it. That and a pomade. Pomade? What do they call that? Oily stuff he puts in?
I don't know.
Waxy stuff.
Anyway, congratulations, yes. California.
It's pretty crazy to think that we've known Gavin Newsom for over 20 years. He was a city supervisor when we first met him. Just a kid. He's younger than I am. Isn't he 1 year younger than... he's a year younger than you, too, right?
What is he, 50?
Oh, man, you guys are 50?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you turned 50 this year, Vinny.
I know. Just what do we got here, 4 months?
Why don't you guys get back on story? We're talking about Newsom.
You're the story.
Gavin's 51.
Okay, sorry.
He's over 52. You guys.
It's just so funny that like I'm older than the governor of California. When the F did this happen? But anyways, we've known him for years and years. I mean, he used to be a real regular on this show, like always coming by. He would like stop by and be like, I just want to come on and talk about some stuff. Be like, no, we don't want to. We get it. You have an agenda. We want to do some fun stuff.
Well, anyway, he's got big problems.
Yeah, he does.
With. California is in, it's bad news. Yeah. So I still love this state. I'm a native.
Absolutely.
I'm not going anywhere, but man, let's move on.
Okay.
To some more bad news.
Great. Wow. I love bad news.
Apparently more people die. And then this is the last of the bad news for at least for this break.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently more people die this week than any other week of the year.
This is the year.
This is
the
week. A study found that during the second week of January, about 40% more people die than any other weeks in the year.
Because they just give up. They're like, F it. I can't face another year.
No.
Like, I tried.
The main reason is cold weather and that there are a lot of illnesses going around. So whether it's accidents or illness related, the weather does play a role in it.
Oh, maybe like sloppy roads, too. Like, I mean, there are probably a ton of factors.
Mm-hmm.
Are they any depression because of Christmas?
Doesn't say.
Sure.
I could see how that might be part of it. Christmas, it was sad to take down my tree.
This is probably the week everyone
Christmas
gets their,
already.
People get their bill for Visa or whatever. Right. They go, oh my God, I could just die. I think I will.
I have a game for you, Sarah.
All right.
This is an impromptu.
It's time to play a game.
Last second decision. I went, hey, I can make this a game.
What's the name of the game?
The question is to you.
Remember, I need multiple choice like always give
you. I cannot do that this time because I was not prepared
for
the game.
Just do it.
Die Hard.
Yes.
The great Christmas movie. Right. Starring Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Was originally offered to which actor?
You can't narrow that down for me. You can't give me a set of three.
Okay. Let me see if I can come up with the set of...
I won't look at you so I can't see.
Give her five.
I have a thought, but...
Can you turn the music up? This is going to be a while.
Oh, come on.
I have some thoughts.
Oh. Do you have some thoughts? Let's hear your thoughts.
No. I want to hear if one of my thoughts is in your list of people.
I'm thinking the first thought that came to my head, and that's because he's sort of in the news right now, is John Travolta.
Oh. Huh.
But I'm trying to think, like, who was hot back then. Yeah. And well, could pull that, like a Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh. I don't know if he would be, or Sylvester Stallone, something like that.
Well, they need to
Well, what the hell? You just guessed two of the made-up things I had there.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Well, now I got to start over. Turn the music back up. Crap.
I mean, my guess, I told you, you saw
yeah,
who I mouthed to,
saw
right?
Mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good guess. Now, do you get money or points?
Well,
or?
If I win, then he owes me $5 more, so I just add that to his total. Mm-hmm. But if I lose.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready. Read
the lead role in Die Hard, the great movie starring Bruce Willis, was originally offered to A. Robin Williams, B. Frank Sinatra, C.
Isn't he dead?
Yanni.
Oh my God.
Or D. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that's it?
I guess I'm going to go Robin Williams. That is my final answer.
You just lost.
How is it Whoopi?
Is it Whoopi?
Yeah.
It's Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra?
No
way. So old dude.
The lead, well, the movie's 25 or 30 years old.
Yeah, but he was still in his late 60s at that point.
That's true. He was 73 at the time and turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
The lead role in Die Hard was originally offered to... Well, that is funny that you lost the game.
Well, who knew that Frank Sinatra would be the guy?
Well, you know what? I mean, I had Arnold, and then I had Sylvester Stallone, and then she says them both. I'm like, drats!
Drats.
Now what do I do?
I was going to guess Mel Gibson.
Oh, that would have been a good fake guess, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was originally offered to Frank since it was technically the sequel to a movie he starred in called The Detective.
Oh.
But he was 73 at the time and turned it down. Has anyone...
No.
Of us ever seen a Frank Sinatra movie?
Oh yeah! Yes. Oh my God! I've totally seen Frank Sinatra movies.
Well, what question did you think I was asking?
If we'd seen the original?
Oh no!
The prequel.
What Frank Sinatra movie have you?
I don't
ever
know.
Seen?
I've seen a million of them. I feel like I used to see him on TV all the time.
Yeah, I do too. But
I've never seen one thing that guy was in.
Oh.
Do you ever see From Here to Eternity?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen that. I don't know. Would I know if I'd seen it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, my mom used to make me see these movies when I was a kid.
Oh, so someone made you.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was like one of our things. What was, I think...
It was one of their things that his mother made him do. What else did mommy make you do?
Did you ever see From Here to Eternity? I think this is the movie I wanted
to... You just asked me that. I said no.
Okay, so do you remember in The Godfather when that one guy comes, like, crying his eyes out to Marlon Brando saying... I want that role in that film. I want that role in the film. And Marlon goes, I'm going to give him an offer. He can't refuse. Do you remember that in The Godfather?
Sure. All right.
Okay. So that whole premise was based on Frank Sinatra wanting the role in this film called From Here to Eternity.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And everyone at Warner Brothers vehemently denies it. But Frank Sinatra wasn't supposed to have that role. He miraculously landed that role. Because it was going to somebody else entirely different.
Mm-hmm. But the mob stepped in and
the
got
the mob
it
stepped
for him.
In and got him the role. Uh-oh.
And is that why they say that he was in the mob's pocket?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Over a role?
Over that role. Oh. And over that scene is supposed to imitate that role for that film.
Well, not yours, Frank.
Mm. The tallest mountain in the solar system. Oh, let's play
in
a game.
In the solar system?
Yeah, play the song.
I've heard this. It's not on Earth, right?
The tallest mountain in the solar system is on which planet, Sarah? Do I need to name all?
Name, no, just give me three planets to choose from. I want to say I've heard this.
Venus.
Like, yes, I think it's Venus.
Well, I didn't give you your choices yet.
I think that's what it is, though.
No, it's Mars.
Really?
Yeah. It's 16 miles high, or about three times higher than the tallest mountain on Earth.
Wow. That's a lot.
All right.
I like it. Light enough to keep me away from you, girl. Ain't no mountain high enough. All right, I got to stop singing. Why? That's my resolution in the new year, to not sing along with the songs on the show that
You can't do that one.
Later, I'm singing a cappella on them.
Good Rick's coming here, and you're going to play with his band. What was that?
What was that?
That was Marvin Gaye talking over his own song.
Anyway, yeah, you're going to sing a lot this
new
year.
No, my resolution, though, is to not sing along with the songs that we put on the air here, because then later on the podcast, when there is no third-party audio, it's just me singing alone at the top of my voice, screwing up all the words.
But that's what makes the radio show. The radio show is great.
That's charming.
The radio show needs that.
It fills
Sarah.
Those empty spaces.
What are you trying to do to us?
And besides, your resolution is to get off the nicotine. That's your resolution.
Well, I'm not doing that for about a month. Got at least a month's worth of these things left.
Oh, man. You're going to string them out, though, by mixing in the gum?
I am.
All right. Well, whatever. I had to do the same thing. When I quit smoking the final time, I had to plan a day, and I planned a day, and then I chain smoked that last day, one off another, and then it was quit, you know, but you have to plan it. You have to...
They didn't run out of cigarettes,
it
though.
It needs to be slightly ceremonial for it to stick, is my point, so that's good. Thumbs up. Three inmates in North Carolina were picking up trash on the side of the road last Wednesday when a guard who was watching them passed out.
What do you mean passed out?
He passed out.
Like he had been drinking and he passed out?
No.
He just passed out from the heat?
I don't know. So, did they run for it?
No. They called 911 to help him.
They did.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because why was he passed out?
Instead of running off, they opted to help him. They probably saved his life. The guard's name is James Smith. It looks like he's in his 60s. And it turns out he had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
At first, they thought he just fell over and probably had a laugh. But when they went to help him because he wasn't getting up, they realized he's in big trouble. He can't answer questions. They grabbed the phone and called 911. What's the thing for stroke?
Face, arms. You can't. Your face looks weird. Your arms, you can't raise up above your head. You can't complete a sentence. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Well, we're
time,
look
fast.
Fast.
Yeah, in time to call.
Hold on, everyone. We're going to do a PSA.
Yep, we're going to do a quick PSA. Because really, you know, what if this helps someone today?
Right.
All right. It's a face drooping, which is F. Fast. Arm weakness, speech difficulty, and T.
Time to call. 911.
Yeah. That's it. FAST is the acronym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that an acronym?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, at first they thought he just fell over. Then they went to help him up, and he was having trouble answering questions. Speech.
That's the speech one. Yeah.
So they grabbed the phone and called 911. Paramedics got him to a hospital. He's still recovering, but he should be okay. All three inmates got an award for it, which could help him land a job. Help them land a job once they're out.
Oh, that's great.
One of them is a guy named Roy Smith, and he says, "I think of James as a friend, not just a cop."
Oh.
And he never even considered running off because he said, "If that was my father laying on the side of the road, I would want somebody to help him."
Yeah. Wow, that's nice. That's actually a good story.
Even convicts have hearts.
Wonder what he did to get into the slammer.
I don't know. I mean, he's on trash duty. It can't have been that bad.
It's like light security.
Yeah. But I've done that before.
Trash duty.
Yeah. And you spend a day with somebody, you become friends.
Yeah, I'm talking.
You know, until they tell you, wait a minute. I didn't tell you you could take a cigarette break. Mm. Oh, Frank, come on.
We're chatting here.
We're buddies around here. Next thing you know, you got another day. You're like, what? Oh, you really are in charge, aren't you?
Oh.
Hold on.
Let me grind that out and pick that up.
Yeah, pick it up, exactly.
Since I'm on crash duty.
Right. Just landed in the... Well, I'm out of here if you're not going to give me credit for today. Bye. Frank, thought we were friends.
I'm so sorry, Ben.
Jerko. Well, it happens.
Yeah.
You never had that happen to you, huh?
No.
All right.
Hope it never does. I would love to not
have
to do...
I think you're beyond your delinquent teenage years, don't you?
I feel like I am beyond them, but you know, you never know what you're going to get caught doing. Fingers crossed, man.
You and the doobie weed.
You know me. Oh, no, that's legal now. I'm fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell, they don't even do that. Totally fine. Yeah, that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Oh, please ask Jane to schedule the Bradley Cooper song more often.
Oh.
Oh. Literally every 5 minutes.
I never hit the ground. Sha-la-la-la.
I only saw the first 20 minutes of a bootleg version from China, but this moment in the movie is excellent.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
I liked it. She's like on the side stage, and he's calling her out, and she's like, she actually reminded me of you because that excitement you right. get when you're going
to
sing.
She wants to, but she doesn't want to. She's scared, but she really wants to.
Pretty exciting. Gaga pulled that moment, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Even though there was Chinese writing down along the bottom and I didn't. It was distracting.
You can just ignore that.
I was trying to, but there it was. Mm. That's when I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to watch this for real.
Yeah. You will like it, too. It's really good.
It looks good.
Bradley Cooper's so good in that. His singing is excellent.
Yep. 415 says, Pete has laughingly said that everything appears large to Ariana because she's so tiny. Mm. So there's him being modest about his generous proportions.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Pete.
I do think that. Sometimes in porn, they purposefully put some tiny little thing near this gigantic one.
It's like, what is she, in the forest?
I do think that.
She's surrounded. It's a forest.
415 says, Vinny, please don't ever confuse Kate Beckinsale with the goddess Mary Louise Parker again.
Oh.
I looked up Mary Louise. They both do look alike.
Oh, do you think?
Kate Beckinsale and Mary Louise?
Yeah, I don't think they look alike, but...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They're both girls with brown hair, I
Yeah,
think.
Exactly right.
Right, so they basically look exactly the same. Okay, all right.
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with a new look that actually almost brought a tear to my eye because I did the math on the ages, and it has to do with you, Bonnie, but it's good.
Oh.
It's really sweet. And then Gavin Newsom, I got some information on that. And we did a little bit of looking into the governor's mansion because I wanted to know, you know, where he's going to move in. So all that and more after these on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.